What's in the news? Welcome to Gentle Path at the Meadows.
So this isn't a vacation.
Not a vacation. It's like boot camp.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. It's located north of Phoenix, a 35-acre place in the sun for people looking to treat sex addiction. Founder Patrick Carnes helped popularize that term in the 1980s.
Like any other addiction, it's a problem where a person loses their ability to choose. It's a brain disease.
Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey are among recent celebrities who've sought treatment for this.
There's no good evidence showing that sex addiction is a true addiction like drug and alcohol addiction.
Dr. Damon Raskin is with Cliffside Malibu, the noted drug and alcohol center.
If you call something an addiction, then it gives something to do. You know, you have people like celebrities that can then use that as a disease model and go off to a rehab center where they can spend a lot of money and try to get the help that they need.
He's one of the many critics Carnes has had to confront.
Whenever there is a scientific breakthrough, there's controversy. The reality is the evidence for the brain disease of addiction is overwhelming.
Carnes believes it can take up to 5 years to reprogram a sex addict's brain. His place uses meditation, journaling, celibacy, and group therapy. It costs plenty. He says the current headlines will lead to change.
I think this will be one of the most significant periods in our history. The good news in this is this conversation.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.